Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you are listening to Texas Outdoor News. Brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
And this is Harold Gunn. Of course, hope everybody's enjoying their Thanksgiving weekend. We'll maybe have some leftover hints for you a little later in the program. Our guest today, Terry Peterson, he is owner of Hybrid Light, and I think they have got just the finest selection of lights. It's so innovative, and we've known Terry for a few years now, and they just keep improving because I'm going to let him tell you about it. I'm not going to spoil it for you. But we got a lot going on. We hope everybody's nice and warm out there and, you know, enjoying this wonderful weekend. And, of course, we want to remind you that you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. It's Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as Harold said at the top of the program, hope everybody is enjoying this long weekend, a time when we certainly give thanks. And, you know, sometimes when we've had a year like we've had.
Yes, and we're still having.
You kind of scratch your heads and go, really?
Yeah.
But there really is a lot to be thankful for.
Oh, sure there is. Well, I mean, one thing, people ask me about it, what are you thankful for? And I said, I'm thankful that 2020 is almost over.
right.
But, I mean, you know, this is a wonderful, resilient country, and we shall overcome.
You hit a word that is absolutely perfect for the Americans, and it's resilient.
Yeah.
I mean, we've overcome in our history.
Yes, we have.
Just a whole lot, and we will persevere, and we'll make lemon out of lemonade.
Oh, you got to. Yeah. Like someone said, life, it's a test.
Yeah. And you know, again, and Harold and I, and I know I get on my soapbox, you do too.
No.
About the fact that we have the outdoors.
Yes.
And let me tell you what, at times like these, for me,
right,
just to get out and do things, whether it's on the water, in the woods, with a gun in hand, with a rod in hand or not, just being out.
Being out there.
Yeah. Being out there. I tell you what, we really are blessed, and it's great. And then when you're able to share that with family.
right. friends. Mm-hmm. I've said many times that there hasn't been a sanctuary yet built that's the equal of the sanctuary we find outdoors.
Absolutely true. Yeah. I mean, I love it up at the ranch. Just, you know, in the mornings, just walking. Just sure. walking around the woods, just looking.
Yeah.
Watching stuff wake up.
And, yeah, there you go. Know. All right.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Or well, tuck them in at night, too,
right.
you know, when
you
the sun
it.
Goes down.
Well, and a good example, too, though, I mean, back to the country. We, you know, this has been wild, and it's still kind of wild as far as the government thing, but we're still looking at what is a peaceful transition of power. Okay?
Hey, there was never any doubt.
Right.
Other than by that portion of the media
mm-hmm.
that hasn't said anything, any kind words, you know, about
well,
President
trying,
Trump.
They keep trying to whip it up. That's what we're all tired of. And we're going to see how this still unfolds, because there are a lot of people out there are really, really tired of the way the press has been handling things and the misinformation. And it's there. It's obvious if you pay attention, if you look, you know.
I saw on one news outlet that they were saying, you know, we didn't hear a lot about guns in this year's mm-hmm. campaign.
Yeah.
And now there's discussion of buyback.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't sell,
mm-hmm.
Tax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are factions that are making a move that run contrary to the constitutional foundation of this country.
Absolutely. And well, here's one for you. Some of the news, too. I love right. this from our friends at National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Right.
You know, Philadelphia, we've got a problem. Well, yeah, they really do. The city that's got a mayor waging a gun control campaign against law-abiding gun owners can't account for more than 200 of their own guns. Philadelphia Sheriff's Office was blamed in a report for failing to account for 210 taxpayer-funded service firearms and firearms that were seized. They went missing between 1977 and 2015, but only came to light in 2019 when a confidential complaint tipped off authorities that 15 long guns were missing. That began an investigation showed the city's missing guns issue was 173% bigger than what was first believed. The people tasked with enforcing the laws, including court security and prisoner transfers, couldn't follow their own regulations and keep track of their guns.
It seems as though those people have a problem counting anything.
Yep, there you go.
Know?
You know, also, you know, it is the holiday season. You know, we just jumped past Black Friday and going into Cyber Monday. I can't keep track of all of those. But just a suggestion for people that are out there shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Shop your associations, you know, like Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and Safari Club and
sure.
all of those. They got stuff.
Oh, they do.
They got merch.
They got great stuff.
You know, and they got a lot of neat stuff for somebody on your list. Coastal Conservation. I mean, all of these, they got things. And that's supporting those organizations that are, of course, having a tough time not being able to have the fundraisers as usual and so on. And so there's plenty of items there that you can get that are special for somebody on your list, or a membership upgrade, or a renewal. I mean, there's plenty of things there, and it's doing a good job while we're at it.
Without question.
yes.
One of the things we were talking about was the outdoors, and does it seem to you as though the days continue to get shorter?
Mm-hmm.
And they are
yeah.
until December 21st.
Oh, and then what happens?
Winter solstice.
Ah.
Okay. And then on the 22nd,
uh-huh.
miraculously.
They start getting longer.
Starts getting a little bit longer, you know. And
then we have to do that darn clock change thing.
Oh, again. In the spring. Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Yeah. I wish they would.
Yeah.
Wish they would. It was interesting on Facebook. I saw somewhere, it was up in Alaska. And they made a note. It was a picture of just this gray dusk. Street lights were on,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
The town was lit up. And they said, we won't see the sun until sometime in the spring.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I made a comment, had to. I said, yes, and changing the clock will not, you know, increase the length mm-hmm. of day. I mean, you know, people... What do they teach kids
I don't
anymore?
Because that kitty knows it's still hungry at a certain time, right?
Right. Here in the Lone Star State, we've got a little news for you. And, you know, when it gets cold, and I used to have beagles, and I would run rabbits
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I was living in a townhouse and, you know, wanted a hunting dog, but couldn't have something that was real big. And
right.
Absolutely love my beagles. I had four of them at different times. And so, but anyway, I remember as a kid growing up, my mm-hmm. grandfather used to tell me about, you don't eat those rabbits until wintertime because they have the wolves.
Oh,
wolves, you know. Yeah. And well, now there is a rabbit mortality event that Texas Parks and Wildlife is, is warning people. It's rabbit hemorrhagic disease, RHDV, is a highly contagious viral disease that can affect both domestic and wild species. The disease can spread between rabbits through direct contact and other infected rabbits or carcass contact with the meat. So with hunting seasons in full swing, TPWD is asking hunters to report any rabbit mortality events, especially in the areas of the Panhandle and the Trans-Pecos, you know, that someone may see.
Yeah.
What happens is just a sudden death. So if you see a rabbit and it's just dead for no apparent reason,
right,
turn it in.
Can we touch it?
Supposedly we are immune to it.
Okay.
People are immune to it.
Sounds like a job for a plastic bag.
Yeah, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah. You know, inside out, put your hands in the bag, then grab the thing. And then I saw this. Somebody said the perfect way to put a trash bag in a can. Facebook. I have to do it because our show's on Facebook and,
sure,
you know, and stuff shows up.
Sure.
And some of it is a lot of it's crap, but I mean, some of it is fun. And there's this couple sitting on a couch.
Right.
And this woman, and there's a trash can there.
Okay.
And this woman is fighting, trying to get the trash bag, you know, to open up.
Right.
And the husband looks at her, and he takes the trash bag, he puts it over her head. Then he picks up the trash can, puts it over her head, then grabs the bag and takes it off. Therefore, now the bag is in the can. Of course, the look on her face is priceless on it, but it worked. Yeah.
Getting the job done.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we have turned the corner, and we're heading toward Christmas.
Indeed.
So if you're looking for something to do as we continue to social distance in advance of, you know, getting your vaccination or not,
mm-hmm.
Head to one of the state parks. This time of year, they put on some phenomenal holiday and historical events.
Right.
And those are some neat things to really get out and see.
Well, also one of my favorite, we talk about it every year, the Hill Country Trail of Lights, where all the wonderful old courthouses, you know, in the Mason and Llano and Brady and Waxahachie and all those places are all decorated, and downtown is so
all
decorated.
Over.
And that's, you're just driving around in your car, so you're still social distancing, but you enjoy all of that. Marble Falls has got a wonderful light thing that they put up on the lake.
Right.
And you walk through it. It's huge. It's acres.
Right.
It's really, really cool.
Well, and we mentioned it last week, and another way to social distance, and it started on Thursday of this week and continues well into the spring, is that's the return of the rainbow trout stocking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of fun. And if you want to introduce some kids, you can go to TPWD's website, tpwd.texas.gov, get the dates of the stocking. Get you some little bitty hooks on with some kernel corn.
Just stand there and wait.
And just wait.
Yeah.
And those trout are hungry. And tell you what, the kids will be amazed at how good they cook up.
Yeah. Oh, they're great.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. We're going to see what Harold's been driving. So you all stick around as well.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Folks, looking for something to buy? This is kind of one of those personalized gifts, but let me tell you what. You could call Clifford and visit with him and say, this is my budget.
There you go.
And this is what my husband or wife enjoys doing, or what we want to do as a couple.
Right.
And he can direct you, well, you've got your night vision option, or you got thermal, you know. And all of a sudden, Christmas morning, ooh, what a surprise.
There you go.
You know? If you're outside the greater Houston area, Third Coast Thermal will ship to customers to your location for free.
I like free.
Okay.
Yeah.
For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend, as well as Monday and Tuesday are a quartet of good days. Wednesday and Thursday are our two best days of the week. Friday and next Saturday are two more good ones. Next Sunday slips to fair. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from late morning until mid-afternoon. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust. So look for game to begin feeding either side of the noon hour, continue to feed until late afternoon. Friday, as well as next Saturday and Sunday, will see this most active period occurring from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Monday, November the 30th, we will have a full moon on the coast. This Saturday through Wednesday is a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Thursday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Friday through next Sunday is a trio of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
All right. In the outdoor report, first off, we need to start that there is a cold front that is making its way, and temperatures are going to drop. However, looking at the extended AccuWeather forecast, Harold, it's not going. I mean, and I'm talking about for South Texas.
Yeah.
Now we get up into Central Texas and up in the Panhandle. We realize just how big Texas is and how diverse the weather can be. We can have a broad range of temperatures. But when it comes to fishing on inland lakes, cut the state of Texas in half, the southern part, even though we're going to have cold fronts move in, temperature, water temperatures will drop on the coast as well as our lakes, then they're going to rebound. We're still going to be kind of in that Indian summer pattern where it's going to be a nice fall cool.
Okay.
And it's not going to be just a brutal cold, you know, so it's going to be good. So when you go to, let's say, Lake Calcasieu over in southwest Louisiana or Sabine Lake, anywhere in the Galveston Bay complex, still looking for birds. There's lots of bait. And every time that north wind blows, more bait is dumped into the main bay waters. You've got flounder fishing, and I'm going to stick by this. Flounder are staging, but the temperature has not dropped so to really kick them into the Gulf where they normally winter.
Okay,
we saw it last year where they stay just inside the passes and jetty areas, and that may be where you want to continue to fish. Shorelines and redfish are on the move all the way down into West Matagorda. Once you hit south of Freeport and on further south, the offshore fishing, particularly in state waters for red snapper, it's been absolutely phenomenal. Catch a day. You owe it to yourself to get out there and do that. In behind the barrier islands, that's going to be Galveston, Matagorda, St. Joe, Mustang, Padre. There are back marsh and drain areas, and that's where you want to set up, is around those areas that will drain the back lake, back marsh areas, because that's where the opportunistic feeders will be. Also, see fish after several days warm up on the flats. Look for the flats that are near deeper water. Heading on down to Port Mansfield, reds have been shallow on the sand and mud flats out of Port Isabel. Speckled trout have been on the shorelines in the grass flats and have best been on shrimp under a cork.
Okay, let's head to East Texas. Caddo, largemouth bass are good in shallow water, working jerkbait, spinners, and jigs in 3 to 5 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles and timber near drop-offs or creek channels. Conroe, black bass are great with worms, spinners, topwaters, and an occasional live bait. Fish deep structure for the bigger fish. Fork, largemouth bass are good on skirted jigs, crankbaits, and spinners near heavy timber, roadbeds, brushy points, and rocky shorelines. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 14 to 25 feet in brush piles and timber near creek ledges or drop-offs. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass are good on finesse worms, skirted jigs, and jerkbaits in 8 to 24 feet of water. Livingston, black bass are good in the proximity of creeks with fish attractors working shallow to deep. Creek structures out into the lake continue to hold active bass. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits and spinners working drops, creeks, and timber. Toledo Bend, black bass are good when moving to different habitats throughout the day. The big fish available all day long if you can find them. Jigging spoons are good deep below 20 feet going down to 35. Carolina rigworms are good between 12 and 23 feet. Athens, largemouth bass are good on perch-like crankbaits, spinners, jigs, fishing the creeks, brush piles, and brushy shorelines. Bass drop, largemouth bass are good fishing creek ledges, shorelines, and with timber, and shallow brush on bladed spinners, medium crankbaits, brown or orange craws, and jerk baits. Belton, black bass are good near rocky shorelines, creeks, and brushy outcrops on spinnerbaits, jigs, and topwater plugs. White bass are excellent on the main lake flats, humps, and drop-offs with slabs, jerkbaits, and swimbaits in 20 to 35 feet of water. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on chatterbaits, jerkbaits, skirted jigs, and bladed spinners fish near boat docks, points, creeks, and submerged brush. Crappie are good on minnows or jigs on bridge pilings, timber, and brush piles. Somerville, white bass and hybrids are good with live bait, slabs, jigging spoons in 25 to 35 feet on main lake flats, slopes, ridges, and humps. Crappie are good on live minnows and jigs in brush piles or flooded timber in 14 to 25 feet. Tewakinee, catfish are excellent on live bait, punch bait, and cut bait. White bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on live bait and slabs with some fish schooling on the surface. Texoma, striped and white bass are excellent on live shad and slabs. Diving birds are marking feeding schools on the surface throughout the lake. Whitney, white bass are excellent on the main lake with jigging spoons and slabs. Stripers are good with live shad along the main lake river channel edges in 15 to 35 feet of water.
All right, let's head to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where Amistad Reservoir. This is a fun lake to fish if you've never done it. It's low, but there's still lots of water, and it's deep, and it is clear. And once we get past this cool front and things start to warm up, Harold, you can get out and throw a topwater bait. And if you've never been fishing in 20 foot of water mm-hmm. and had a bass come from the bottom and come up and bust it, it is exciting. So also square bill crankbaits have been good, as have Carolina rigged weighted worms. Choke Canyon Reservoir, largemouth bass are good in creek channels on steep rocky drops and shallow brush above 15 feet. Falcon Reservoir, crappie have been excellent in the brush. People have been catching a decent number of black bass also, while crappie fishing. Lake Allen Henry continues to just be steady and constant. Black bass have been good when fishing timber, vegetation, rocks, and vegetation with spinners, plastic worms, or crankbait. OH Ivy bass have been good sticking to the fall and winter structure with drops and vegetation. I read something on ivy, and you know, it had its resurgence and really made its name for itself about 8 or 10 years ago, and then kind of went through the doldrums, started picking up its first share lunker in 8 years this earlier this spring, and everybody's saying, just wait till spring 2021. So that'll give you all something to look forward to.
We need something to look forward to.
How about Central Texas?
Yeah, let's head to the Hill Country. Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good with skirted jigs, pumpkin craws, bladed spinners, and shad or perch imitating crankbaits along the points, rock ledges, and rocky shorelines. Striped bass are good along the river channel with live bait in 25 to 35 feet of water. Canyon. Striper fishing is excellent along the river channel with live bait. White bass are excellent on humps, flats, and ridges with slabs and jigging spoons. Smallmouth bass are good on swim baits and small cranks in 3 to 12 feet along rock ledges and steep rocky shorelines. Medina, black bass are good fishing drops, rocks, and brush on worms, crankbaits, and spinners. Travis, largemouth bass are good with chatterbaits, swim baits, black and white skirted jigs near boat docks, rock ledges, and points. Waco, largemouth bass are good on skirted jigs, jerkbaits, crankbaits, near the creeks, brush, rocky shorelines, and coves. Crappie are good on minnows, fishing brush piles around 13 to 20 feet.
All right, on the hunting scene, listen up. Here's some dates. We've got some closures headed our way. The first split of the North Zone duck season and dusty duck season is December 5. The first split closure in the South Zone for the regular duck season and dusky duck season is November 29th. The general whitetail deer season and Rio Grande turkey fall season in the North Texas zone is January 3rd. The South Texas zone for whitetails and Rios is January 17. High Plains Mallard Management Unit second split runs through January 31, as well as the light and dark goose season in the east zone. Quail season statewide, 254 counties runs through February 28th, and we've got more hunting seasons for you later in the program, but right now, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So what's it been?
And if the audience can just see what I'm going through. I've got some magnifiers on my head and a flashlight. They gave me some paperwork on this vehicle, and I'm going to get on them, whoever did the printing. But just great, on and off. Finally got a chance to ring one of these out. The 2021 Chevrolet Blazer RS all-wheel drive. Great styling. I mean, this is a good-looking vehicle.
All right, excuse me for interrupting.
Yes.
Blazer, has it been around for a while? Did they discontinue that or bring it back?
Yes, no, this is the bring back.
This is the bring back.
This
okay.
is the bring back, yeah, yeah. And they did a beautiful job on it. It's really, really, like I say, again, great styling. Rides great. It's midsize. It's got a really neat V6 engine, 308 horsepower, 270 pound-feet of torque. Seats five. It'll tow 4,500 pounds. It starts at 28, which is cool because this one had a lot of goodies on it. But certainly all the safety features that one could want. The interior on it, like I say, is beautiful. The front seats are adjustable for driver and passenger. Leather wrapped steering wheel. Heated steering wheel, which, boy, I like that on a cold Texas morning. Dual zone air conditioning. Outside. Heated mirrors, daytime running lamps, hands-free front and rear lift gate, which is just convenient as heck. Again, this is great looking. It's not the big boxy thing like the original was, but what is anymore, you know? Styles change, but they've done a good job on this thing. Memory seating, a Bose premium speaker system, ventilated driver, passenger seats, All the good stuff that you would want in this thing. The one I had, the base on it, loaded was 43, but then tricked out with about every option you could get, came into 48. But that's in the ballpark, especially for a midsize SUV. 19 miles per gallon in the city, 26 on the highway. A lot of five-star ratings on it for safety. Just good performing. They did a really good job. They should be proud. Check it out. And now, of course, great time of the year to buy. They're trying to move that inventory, and there's a lot of deals out there. So check this one out. If you've been waiting for the Blazer to come back, it has. The 2021 Chevrolet Blazer. My version was the RS all-wheel drive.
Yeah, it's pretty neat that Blazer and Bronco are going to be butting heads again, because that was such a big deal.
Sure it was. And then, of course, I had a couple of Ram Chargers way back, and the school's still out on whether Ram is going to come back with a Ram Charger or not. But, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. The Blazer came out first, and the Broncos are now starting to arrive.
Yeah, outstanding. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, hey, the man that puts the light on things, Terry Peterson from Hybrid Light. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3 for $39 Christmas special. That's any combination of three subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give three friends each a 1 year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. To subscribe, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, you know that we're in a drought here in Texas. The fall forbs did not come up. Mm-hmm. You need to be feeding fortified cottonseed year-round. Right. That's just supplements. It makes sure that the does are in condition to be receptive to breeding, gives the bucks the energy reserves to go through the rut, and then come springtime, by having it available year-round, when the mothers drop those fawns and start lactating, the milk production to get those babies up and running. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed Blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And remember, pigs and raccoons don't eat it, which is a good thing.
That's right.
Anyway, many years ago, Terry Peterson was walking through the dark woods, and a voice came to him and said, "Let there be light." And he created Hybrid Light. That's kind of it, isn't it, Terry?
Exactly what happened, in fact.
Actually, real quick, what did happen? Give us a story about how Hybrid Light got started.
kind of close, actually. I was actually on a big deer hunt. I won the lottery. I drew a Pontagon tag, which is a premium mule deer area in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out there for about 30 days scouting, and then the hunt was 7 days. And it was the last day of the hunt, the last hour. I was holding off for this 42-inch buck that I've been following for 4 days. And it was a muzzleload, so I just couldn't quite get close enough until the end. But I got the shot the last night, and I waited it out until the sun went down, got good and dark. I pulled out my brand new flashlight that I just purchased for the hunt, turned it on, and it popped, and that little ball blew. I had nothing. The only light I had with me, assuming it was going to be a good one.
Oh.
And I said, from there on forward, I am going to build a flashlight that'll never fail. Because I did find that deer, but it took me till 2 a.m. to do it. And I said to myself, I'm not going to get stuck 2 miles from any road in the middle of the woods in the dark without a flashlight again. Because it was so dark, I could barely see the hand in front of my face.
Sure. Well, these are a great story, and we tell people about them. I mean, Bill's got hit. In fact, I used it a while ago. One of the lights to read something that was printed badly. I used one of the flashlights, the Journey. But it's very interesting on the products, and we got to keep hammering this because we say solar powered, but it's photovoltaic, right? So any light will charge it. And I've got some in my kitchen that I keep them, under the lights in the kitchen that helps keep them charged, that sort of thing. First product, though, was the Puck, wasn't it?
Yes, the little expandable lantern. It's a flashlight went closed, lantern went open, and everything we do charges your cell phone. So in a true emergency, the first thing you need is light, and then the second thing you need to do is use your flashlight to charge your cell phone so you can call people, let them know that you're still alive and kicking.
Yeah, I mean, these are great. Like I say, you just twist a little bit and it expands to make a lantern, and then down it's like, say, a flashlight, but you've got a high, a low, and a strobe on it, and again, you charge your stuff. I remember years ago we first talked, you said your son in a group, what was it, Kilimanjaro they were climbing?
Him and his college mates, when they graduated, they went to Africa and climbed Kilimanjaro, and that was the only light they took with them from the base to the top on a 10-day trip. So they kept their phones charged and lighted their camp every night. It was perfect.
Yeah, was that the Puck or the Mammoth?
It was actually the Mammoth that they used for that.
Right.
Yeah, the Mammoth's got that magnetic base, which is really slick. You know, being in the agricultural world, fence posts and farm equipment, sticking that magnet on there and pointing that light in any direction you need, hands-free work, is a pretty impressive piece.
Terry, this is Bill. I've got to compliment you on your website, hybridlight.com, broken down into the hunting lights, the true timber, the work lights, the diversity. And I tell you what, the fact that they're so versatile and and they not only charge themselves, but they're a power source to charge other items like your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's... For someone that's being weight conscious, when you're camping or going out or hunting, that's a big advantage right there.
It is. That little flashlight, our most popular model, which is the Model 300, comes in four colors. That is only weighs in at 4 ounces, and never buy a battery again. It's a lifetime guarantee. It will never fail you. Waterproof, shockproof. That LED will burn for 20 years, and that rechargeable cell can be recharged over and over and guaranteed for life.
And here's, I'm going to close on this one, too. And how long do these things hold a charge?
7 full years. You can throw it in your glove box, pull it out 7 years later, and have 50 hours of runtime on that flashlight.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's a good point to pause on, friends. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with Terry Peterson, owner of Hybrid Light, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
My name is Al Crisp, and I started working at a cotton gin when I was 14 years old. In 1999, I bought Pumpkin Center Gin, and that's in Dawson County. Operating a gin in West Texas is difficult because we never know when the next windstorm, the next hailstorm's coming through. In the partnership with Capital Farm Credit, they actually see the farming end of it, and then they see the processing end of it. It's been a great deal working with Capital Farm Credit because they've been understanding.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting. And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt-action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
We continue our conversation with Terry Peterson, owner of Hybrid Light, their website, hybridlight.com. Harold, this guy has got to be, necessity, the mother of invention.
Indeed.
And I'm looking at the website at all the product here, and I'm going, how do I choose? I mean, I want one of several.
Well, you get it all.
But he's got some bundles.
Yes.
He's got some kits on here that you get a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
By design, Terry, I'm looking at your True Timber Pro Kit, your Hybrid Light Pro Kit, Gas Monkey Garage Pro Kit. I mean, something, regardless of what your interest is, you can light up the world, right?
You got something there for everything. You got the headlamps. And by the way, that headlamp shines in three colors. So if you're an outdoorsman, you got the red, the green, and the white. And ideal for the deer, turkey hunts, and the color thing is an awesome thing. You either clip it on your hat or run it as a headband. You know, listening to your commercial earlier, you're talking about the hail and wind. You know, this flashlight is designed for whatever nature can throw at you, because there's going to be the power outages and whatever. You've got a flashlight that's guaranteed to work every time you touch it.
Well, my favorite is still the Mammoth, because it's so versatile, because, like I say, with the magnetic bottom, I've got it literally stuck on top of a refrigerator in my house, and the head swivels and rotates, so I've got it angled, the solar side of it angled. But that thing is also, a flashlight on one end, and then a big, LED panel?
Yeah, that's an area light. And that, by the way, that'll run 80 hours on a charge, which is huge.
Well, you saw that picture I sent you up at the ranch, and our buddy Tom and Mike were skinning the pig, and the sky is getting dark. I mean, it's now nighttime, and they're going, Harold, go to the barn and get that light you've got. I said, no, I'm not going to go to the barn, because I whacked a skunk earlier, and it went in the barn. I said, no, I'm not going to the barn. I went, wait, aha, and went and grabbed my Mammoth that's on the refrigerator at the ranch house and just stuck it on one of the legs of my cleaning tripod, put it on, and that was plenty of light to process under. And that runs how long you get?
About 80 full hours, 80 hours.
Yeah.
It's huge.
You know, and the beauty of that thing, too, it's got a hook. You can hang it. It's got that magnetic base. You can charge it, with the cord, like off your computer or off the wall. But it also has a pop-out plug on the Mammoth, and you can stick it in a socket to charge it.
Yeah, 110 plug charge, a solar charge, or from a USB. So you can charge it three different ways. And again, holds the charge for 7 years. You pull it out whenever you need it. It's always going to work. You can stick it on the hitch of your truck and back up to a trailer at night. All kinds of things you can do with that thing.
Oh, it's cool. Yeah, and that headlamp, what's it weigh, an ounce and a half?
No, it's less than an ounce. It weighs 0.8 ounces.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
You almost got to check to make sure it's still there once in a while.
Yeah, because you can pull it off. You can put it in your pocket. And very smart, come to think of it, too. You've got a little locking switch, so you can't stick it somewhere and inadvertently have it go on.
Yeah, because in the old days I'd have a headband. I mean, a headlight in my pocket. It would turn on by itself just because you hit the switch. But I put that lock on there, so it when you pull it out of your pocket or your backpack, you just slide the lock over, and now you can turn it on as you need it. You don't waste power, in your backpack or pocket.
Well, this is the season to be jolly, and also, of course, be out there buying. And I know you've come up, bless your heart, with a deal for our listeners. And before we run out of time, let's tell them about that.
Yeah, we're going to do a Texas 20% off of anything on the website, anything you need, free freight. You just go to the website, pick out whatever products you like, and at checkout, type in Texas 20, and it'll slash your invoice total down to 20% off of the price, which is a great savings for you.
That's a heck of a deal.
Yeah,
I know where I'm going to do some Christmas shopping.
20% for the balance of the year. You can order once, twice, or 10 times. Doesn't matter. You can just continue to ruse Texas 20 from now to the end of the year as many times as you'd like to order. And, feel free to share and tell your friends. Ideal stocking stuffer.
Oh, indeed it is. And like I say, you can get one because you ship real quick.
Oh, yeah, same day.
Yeah, so same day shipping, right? So you get one and go, oh, that's so cool. Oh, I should have got the other ones. Well, go ahead and get the other ones then, right?
Exactly.
Hey, that's Terry, I'm shopping right now as while we're doing the interview, and I'm looking. The headlamp that you're talking about that has the lights, the red and the colors, that's a Hybrid Light NAV headlamp, right?
That is correct, NAV, NAV,
okay.
Navigation.
Wow. That is too cool. Website, folks, just so that you know where you go for the deal, hybridlight.com, and they need to type in what again, Terry?
Texas 20.
That's pretty easy. You know, unfortunately, soon, I guess next year would be Texas 21, right?
Hey, there you go. That's exactly right.
Yeah, we're going to get that thing going. Real quick, too, though, one thing we didn't. You've got something that also is like a speaker and a charger and a. What is that thing?
It's called the Hex, and it's a Bluetooth speaker, so you can play all your favorite tunes right off your phone to it. And that's a lantern, flashlight, cell phone charger, solar powered. It does it all. That thing is a one and done for everything you need. It's called the Hex.
I found it.
Yeah, and the prices are reasonable. But yeah. People, you know, let your fingers do the shopping, friends. Go check those things out, and because they're just phenomenal products. I mean, we've been friends for some years now, and fortunately, you let me test these things out, and I'm here to tell you, folks, they work. Bill's still playing with his.
Yeah, and looking at, again at the website, hybridlight.com. I'm curious, and we're about to run out of time. So, as far as increasing the lumens, additional brightness, or you're having to balance that along with the longevity of the battery life, right?
Yeah, there's different settings. There's a low and high in an SOS flash. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, low setting is all you need, because too much light sometimes can be a bad thing.
Right.
So you just pick your brightness. You know, you got your on-off switch to click low or high, and the run times are plenty long. I mean, 80 hours of light on one charge, that's a long time.
That is
the
same
thing on the flashlight, 50. And they recharge throughout the day. So if you run that thing for, you know, 7 hours through the night, you leave in the sun for 7 hours a day, you're fully charged up again. It's like waking up every day with a full tank of gas.
Yeah, I love it. And I know this year, as we close out, you've juiced up the highs on some of them also. Mm-hmm. But people, just check it out. Go to the site you know, hybrid, by now with all the cars that are out there, you ought to be able to spell it, HYBRID, but hybridlight, one word, .com. Terry, thanks so much for your time today, sir.
Yeah, you bet. You guys have a great weekend, and enjoy your time.
And our leftovers. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Terry.
Right.
Remember.
Hey, you guys, yeah. Have a good. Appreciate
thank you.
You.
Thank you. Remember, hybridlight.com, Texas 20. We'll be back right after this.
All right.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, got more seasons.
Yeah, we do. Through December the 6th, the mule deer general season in the Panhandle, that's 40 counties. Through December 13th, mule deer general season Trans-Pecos, that's 16 counties. Also through the 13th, mule deer general season Brewster, Pecos, and Terrell counties. And through January 31, the Sandhill crane season. But for all of those, just to be sure you're safe and doing it right, just go to tpwd.tx.gov, right?
TPWD.texas.gov.
Texas. Well, it used to be Texas. Yeah. They changed it on me, didn't they? Okay. Texas.gov.
Right.
Or just Google Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Anyway, but get out there during these seasons. Take your family and...
In their Ford truck.
Your brand new Ford truck. Absolutely. Yeah.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Hey, we want to thank our guest today, Terry Peterson from Hybrid Light, hybridlight.com. Don't forget that special.
Yeah, Texas 20.
Texas 20. That's a great deal.
20% off anything, all you want. Load up and same day shipping. Free. Yeah. Free shipping too.
Well, and you know what? He said this is good through the end of the year where, you know, you can order and then you went, ooh, I forgot Harold, you know, I forgot Bill, you know, and you go back and order again.
Absolutely. Remember that, Harold and Bill, because you can never have too many flashlights.
Absolutely.
Correct. Yeah. Okay, friends, also, remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com, list of our wonderful stations. Also, of course, we're on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and as of last week, iTunes. So, you know, just type us in and they'll take you there. And like as far as Facebook, share it with your friends. That'll help build the audience, help spread the word about hunting and fishing and more in the great state of Texas.
Yeah, and with the weather that we've got coming in, you know, hunting seasons are starting to wind down, particularly if you're hunting white-tailed deer.
Right.
We're kind of into that final stretch, particularly up in the north zone that ends January 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Get out, and you know what? You can't shoot a deer back in camp in the cabin.
Correct. Yeah.
You got to get out and, as you say, Harold, get in amongst them sometimes.
That's right. And early in the morning, late in the evening, you can find your way with a hybrid light.
Hey, there you go.
Sometimes you need them, you know, and it's nice when they work. Okay, do remember, of course, that Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And, of course, a closing suggestion for those leftovers, I love turkey tacos. Really simple to make, too. Just get a taco kit at the store and go to town. All right, friend? Remember, like we always say, whether you're on the water or in the field, be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.